You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Good morning and happy Monday. Definitely having a slower start to the morning. Yeah, because you might not feel the rush either when, Pig Alley yesterday got up to +7 degrees and now it's rocking at -3. You bet your bottom dollar. Those groomers are going to be crispy this morning. Very much a change in wind direction today too, what with that beautiful high pressure yesterday. Gorgeous sunny skies. Well, now we've got a wind direction instead of being from the northeast, from the southwest. And yeah, pretty calm wind speeds, but this week is going to be pretty greybird with some flurries today. And then, yes, a small sizable amount of snow on Wednesday night. So, yeah, powhounds are going to be enjoying some dust on crust on Thursday. Fingers crossed for, more than 10 centimeters. We'll see. But, yeah, very much some flurries expected throughout the week today with some gusty winds to come in with that stronger system amid week. So yeah, cloud, patchy flurry activity today, along with an alpine high of maybe -1 anticipated, and wind speeds of less than 30 kilometers an hour expected all day. So yeah, it's tapping out at 30 k's an hour right now at the Horseman Hut. It's -6 there, -5.5 at the peak as well. So yeah, the barometer is due to rise a little with a freezing level today of about 1400 meters. Yeah, just shy of Pig Alley. So yeah. Oh, it's been variable for sure. Yeah. Frozen granular, corny snow, some sticky snow, mashed potatoes, especially on the ski out, you know, Creekside in particular over the weekend at high volume, you know, times, end of the day. It can be work, you know. It's, and I hope you stayed hydrated to combat that over the weekend. But how exciting is it that the Showcase Tea Bar has been spinning? Yeah, that cracked on Friday, I believe. And Showcase is actually, Showcase Right is one of the runs of the day today. But that means we have access to Blackcomb Glacier. However, Ski Patrol have put up some signage, and there's a reason they put it up. If it says experts only, there's a reason it usually is there. But I have been seeing a couple people, you know, get their ambitions mixed up with their abilities. The entrance to Blackcomb Glacier is a little intimidating for some. We're talking rocky, a little kind of mandatory drop and roll in to the traverse line to get into what was really nice snow on Saturday. Yeah, creamy pow with that fresh dusting. And yeah, northern aspects in the high alpine are skiing really well. But yeah, then you get down to some firm bumps pretty quickly, especially in sun-exposed slopes. And yes, the sign at the Spanky's Ladder saying that that is not the way to the ice cave is amazing, because there is no ice cave this year. It has been filled in. But the Spanky's boot pack was a little shallow and spicy around that rock the other day, especially when carrying two pairs of skis. So yeah, have at her on the hill today. If you're looking for groomers, I'm looking too. No major standouts. I know that Slingshot is groomed today. Twist and Shout was groomed yesterday. And yeah, Upper Catskinner is run of the day today, along with Harmony Peast, Raven. Ptarmigan is groomed, but it's probably being used for racing. So, are you going to do any backcountry travel? If you are, a couple min reports in from the Spearhead along with Hanging Lake the other day with, the toe of the Spearhead looking at the Lower East Side of Phalanx. Nice photo. Really nice day out, according to some travelers from their min report. But they did witness some rock fall, and there are definitely still some open crevasses below the Guide's Notch entrance. And Hanging Lake had a pretty thick crust in the morning, but a nice afternoon with some corny corny snow and a chattery but stable crust. So moderate avalanche danger in alpine and treeline elevations right now. Low below treeline with the bulletin pretty repetitive over the past few days, you know, saying that while avalanche hazard is improving with these cooling temperatures, human-triggered persistent slab avalanches do remain a concern in areas not capped by a thick surface crust, particularly northern aspects. In alpine and treeline. So, how about our valley weather? Well, your valley weather and road report is brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a new vehicle to adventure in the Cedar Sky. Because, yeah, valley weather-wise, it was a toasty 13.9 degrees yesterday. But with these cloudy skies, the 60% chance of showers today, it is going to be a cool 7 degrees with sunset at 7:34. And we're going to be getting into sunrise hours in the sixes in a couple days. But 2 minutes past 7 is sunrise today. But, yeah, just 7 degrees due to be the high. And with that cloud bank and 60% chance of showers going through tonight into tomorrow, we'll just have a high of 1 degree overnight as well. So just -2 right now in the valley. And yeah, low traffic volume on Highway 99 yesterday. It's a beautiful sunrise on the Duffy Lake Road. Yeah, clear skies approaching, much clearer skies approaching Lillooet as you head east on the Duffy. Beautiful. But yeah, dry road conditions, low traffic volume to be expected for a Monday. Whether with it being spring break, a lot of people staying in resort yesterday and not leaving for the, you know, Sunday afternoon exodus. It was quiet. Yeah, spring break continues, but on the roads, some maintenance is continuing, including between, Alice Lake Road and Daisy Lake Road, northbound on the highway there. There is a right lane blockage, so expect some delays today. Potentially right through until 3:30, with some maintenance planned too, starting tomorrow between Blacko Way and Nicholas North Boulevard. There will be some single lane alternating traffic in effect due to some tree pruning that's happening under the BC Hydro transmission lines. That kicks off tomorrow and happens between 8 and 4 p.m. So between that stretch, like north of the village, make sure that you are giving yourself extra time to get to where you're going. Now, for some events for you. Well, I do want to put this date on your calendar, in your diary, because if you are looking for some stand-up paddleboard or canoe and kayak storage, yeah, the Watercraft Storage in Whistler's Parks, that can be reserved online on these two dates. As of 12:30 p.m. for stand-up paddleboard storage on April 16th, and then on the Wednesday, April 17th, same time, 12:30 for canoe and kayak storage. Yeah, if you want access to that, they go so quickly, those storage spots. So those are the dates for you. And another date for you too, April 29th is the next time that the in-person community book club will be meeting at the library. It's always on the last Monday of the month at 7 p.m. And tonight they are meeting to discuss Small Game by Blair Braverman, but Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro is the book that's going to be read for April. So you have plenty of time to read that. And remember, if you can't get a copy at the library, just mention the book club and you will receive 15% off at Armchair Books. Yes. So Monday's, it's kind of a quiet day for events, I'm finding, but the Anonymous Art Show, the exhibit runs and starts at the Maury Young Arts Centre starts tomorrow. Yeah. Sneak peek, of course, being on the 27th with the buying night on April 5th. And yeah, I know you probably watched some winning runs from the Free Ride World Tour the other day, including Marcus Gogwan's winning run at Verbier. He came second overall with Marcus coming through the Whistler Free Ride program. And yeah, wow, skiing at Verbier looks good right now. And Hedvig Vessel winning for the women's ski category. Unreal. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't catch the snowboard results. I know, I'm a skier, my bad. But speaking of skiing and snowboarding, do you want to partake in the Sedan Couloir Ski Race Extreme race this year? It's coming up quick. Yeah, on April 12th. So registration is open now for that event if you want to participate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, always such an iconic event and part of the Whistler Ski and Snowboard Festival, which, yeah, is fast encroaching. That means the last day to ski Blacrow Mountain this year will be April 14th. So, yeah, make the most of the dark side is my recommendation. But I am really looking forward to spring skiing on Whistler this year for a change. Want to wish congratulations to two new parents. Yeah, to Caitlin and Thomas Sikora. Penelope looks adorable. Congratulations, you guys. Also, a reminder that the Tarantino Showdown. Yeah, there's some challenges for the People's Film Choice. Yeah, for April 17th. You can pick either Inglourious Basterds, Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, or Kill Bill, and that will be screening on April 17th. Coming up on March 31st is a paint and sip night at the Point Artists Center on Alter Lake Road with Cass Dickinson. $40 includes supplies and a glass of wine. So Monday, I had such a good boogie at the Hair Farmers on Saturday. We unfortunately missed Red Chair and Introduce Wolves. Yeah, a lot of live music that evening, including, missing Brother Twang yesterday as well. Ugh. But the Hair Farmers are playing at Merlin's today, with it being a Monday. Not too sure who's playing live music today, unfortunately, at the Dublin Gate. But I do know that with Easter coming up this Friday, Sunday, Monday, you name it, if you're looking for hot cross buns, wow, the one I had from Bread at Creekside yesterday was amazing. And that would be my recommendation on places to get them. And you can pre-order them online, of course. So live music coming for you this Saturday that's super exciting. A fantastic band out of Fernie, Shred Kelly. They haven't played in Whistler for a few years, and I was chatting with keyboardist and vocalist Sage McBride on Mountain FM yesterday, and they're going to be, playing some new material, old classics. It's such a great night, and that they're playing at the GLC. Still some tickets left for that event on Saturday, so I will see you there. Yeah, that's going to be a doozy. And another doozy for you. Do you want to partake in a ping pong tournament? Well, there's an opportunity for you via Luna Whistler next Tuesday night, so April 2nd. And that will be at the space they utilize underneath the Maury Young Arts Center. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who I was chatting with yesterday about nails, but Lizzie Caruso from Souls Whistler does release some trainee appointments sometimes at a much reduced rate. They actually have one trainee appointment today to get a gel manicure for $30. And yeah, you just need to make sure you pick the trainee service to book on soulsnaillounge.com. Love a deal in town. It goes a long way. My nails, from working in the service industry, are practically non-existent, but... let's do a couple birthday shout outs, shall we? I did a bunch on the radio yesterday, but I want to wish two very special Whistlerites a happy birthday. Maxine L's birthday today, along with Catherine Marsh's. Happy birthday, ladies. Let's give you some fantastic throwback facts, too, from Stinkies on the Stroll. I want to know how this happened, because 5 years ago, in 2019, a British Airways flight from London, mistakenly flew to Edinburgh, Scotland, instead of Düsseldorf in Deutschland, when the wrong flight path was submitted. At what point did they not realize that they were going north as opposed to, southeast? Like, many questions on that, but everyone's safe, so that's good. Also on this day, did you know that Billboard magazine back in 1939 introduced its hillbilly country music chart? Well, you do now. Mm-hmm. And speaking of country music, Johnny Cash recorded Ring of Fire on this day in 1963. It stayed at number one for 7 weeks, Mm-hmm. Pink Floyd, they played 3 gigs in 24 hours on this day in 1967. Wow, that's busy. In the 90s, in 1995, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam was actually rescued after a riptide carried him like 250 feet offshore in New Zealand. I wonder whereabouts that was. But in the year 2000, you know, the NSYNC set a new world record after selling 1 million tickets in one day for their forthcoming tour. That's a lot of money, like 25 million. Ooh, well done. Okay, in sync. But let me give you your joke of the day today, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. You know, as a society, we have a propensity to talk about diets. Well, I'm on a seafood diet. Yeah, I see food, I eat it. Mm-hmm. Track of the day, you ask? Oh, it's an interesting track from an electronic artist called Walker. It's capitalized and with a full stop at the end if you're trying to find him on Spotify. And it's his track Tommy, which is, electronic, but features some great Irish spoken word that I'm digging right now. Yeah, it's track of the day. Something a little different for you. Gets you thinking. Yeah. So happy Monday. Have yourself a terrific day. Yeah, I am going to go back for a sleep in and wait for it to thaw out a little.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.